I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome aboard, one and all, on a sunny Wednesday. No, my mic's... Is my mic off? I can hear myself in my headsets. I don't know. I mean, somebody completely screwed with this studio since I've been gone. Different chair, everything was changed, so maybe, I don't know. I can hear myself in my headsets. Can you hear me? Okay, you can hear me. All right, so away we go. Nothing surprised me around here. There's a completely different chair since I left yesterday at 4 o'clock. I don't know if Doc changed it. I don't know. Doc usually doesn't mess with anything. Linnell usually messes with everything, but Linnell's a little bit MIA now, Mr. Westwood One Sports. You know? I mean, I can't even get a call back, a text back, nothing. Persona non grata. So I don't know if it was him. Kevin Sheehan is so big time that he has his own studio. So he's not here. Max, did you change anything this morning? No? No? You didn't try and, like, change the karma, change the settings?
No, I wasn't changing. The last person I saw in there yesterday was Cakes doing a, he was doing a hit in the morning. But aside from that, I don't think anybody's been in there.
Okay.
Besides you and Doc, obviously. But again,
so meaning before I was here
last.
Yeah,
Cakes pulled up before you did yesterday. So you would
have had time. I was
going to
say,
you
know, maybe we could blame Cakes just because we need somebody to blame.
No, I'm just saying that he was here.
Okay. Speaking of the junkies, AMAC gave me my Faith Restored book today.
Nice.
J.P. Flint, which J.P. had kindly left for me. But because we rarely see each other, if ever.
Like two ships in the night.
Yeah, exactly. And because we don't have mailboxes here or whatever, he just left it.
We have lockers.
We do. I have a locker that's been under lock and hidden key for 6 years. God knows what's in it. It's probably like spoiled fruit or something like that.
God, I hope not. That's what that smell is.
That would be funny. If there's like, if you open up the locker after 6 years.
I don't
want
to find out. They
like
don't pay me enough to do
coming
that.
Out. That would be great. And dried fruit. Anyway, Faith Restored, J.P. Flame, his book about how everything turned around last year for the Washington Commanders. And everything this year went straight back to hell. More on that starting at about 1:45 this afternoon. Because there's now a big report from Jordan Schultz that if there's even remote truth to it, is a big, 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 oh no. And maybe it happens in a lot of buildings, but it does not need to happen necessarily in this building. Because for far too long, it happened in this building, and that was part of the disease. That was part of the rotten core. We'll have that for you at about 1:45 or so. NHL on TNT analyst Eddie Olczyk, Stanley Cup champion and great broadcaster, will join us at about 1:30 because the Capitals are hosting the Dallas Stars tonight. There's no local television coverage, only on TNT nationally and locally for that matter. So the Monumental Boys, Joe B. and Craig Lachlan, are off tonight. But the radio call, John Walton, the NWSN, God, I knew I was going to screw it up. Whatever the award is, Media Award for DC, he and Bob Carpenter, recently retired, co-won the award for broadcasters. So congratulations to the voice of the Capitals, John Walton, and the, I guess, retiring voice of the Washington Nationals, Bob Carpenter. Also congratulations to Nikki Javala, currently of the Athletic, formerly of the Washington Post. She won the writing element of that award. So you can hear the local radio call only tonight over on The Fan of the Stars and the Caps. You can watch the game on TNT, and Eddie Olczyk will be in the booth, and he will join us at just about 1:30 from TNT. Very nice of them to help us out with that. Before that, I wanted to get to this and open up the show this way. When we left yesterday afternoon, John Harbaugh was still the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. And the reports on Monday night very much indicated, from Ian Rappaport, very much indicated that John Harbaugh was safe. That John Harbaugh may be asked to change one of his lieutenants, but he was safe. And the indication was that it was Todd Monken and not or the defensive coordinator. And by almost 5 o'clock yesterday, John Harbaugh was out. Now, you can say, listen, that makes a whole lot of sense. The Ravens were 8-9. They gagged one up Sunday night. That's been a problem. There's been other problems, right? Lots of other problems, such as not using Derrick Henry down the stretch, blowing leads, getting off to slow starts, all of that stuff, right? This year they were 1-5 out of the gate. You could say all of that, but what you could also say is over 18 years, John Harbaugh was a steady, steady hand leader, guider, and his players played hard for him, by and large. They weren't always perfect. They weren't always great. But yet, as usual, and I saw a lot of people, including people who should know better, people who do what I do for a living, people who should know better, that said, well, the reason why John Harbaugh should have gotten fired is because they blow leads late. And because the kicker missed a kick, and because they chose the kicker, and because Lamar got hurt, and because Derrick Henry was... In other words, doing what I absolutely abhor, blaming the head coach for everything. Never, ever, 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 ever blaming the players. Nope, can't do that. That's not allowed. We got to hang the lowest hanging fruit, or we got to attack the lowest hanging fruit, and we got to go after John Harbaugh. So I have a dear friend who occasionally calls, the Birdman in Baltimore. And he has been blowing my up for months about getting rid of John Harbaugh. He hated John Harbaugh. Hated him. Couldn't stand him. Wanted him fired 7 weeks ago, never mind 7 minutes ago. And every time I even bothered to answer the text, I would say, you're crazy, you're nuts, you're wrong, you're this, you're that. John Harbaugh's not the problem. I still feel that way. Nothing has changed. I know better than the owner of the Baltimore Ravens. John Harbaugh was not the problem. However, John Harbaugh was blamed, ultimately. And if it came down to not wanting to fire Todd Monken, which one report suggested, and he said, nope, not going to do it, then you have a choice, right? when Cliff Kingsbury apparently said, nope, not going to change, and Dan Quinn wanted him to change, and, oh, by the way, Adam Peters wanted him to change. Boy, I couldn't see that one coming. When all of that happened, Cliff was given a chance or a choice. Hey, man, we need you to change. Nope, you don't want to change? Okay. Well, we're going to have to consider getting a divorce. We wish you the best. Thanks for all you did. Sorry, but we have to move on. We have to get somebody that's more in line with our philosophy. And that happens. And I think ultimately that's what happened with John Harbaugh in Baltimore after 18 years. He was almost fired in 2017. Then he full-time committed to Lamar Jackson and he saved his job and this, that, and the other thing. They have gotten off to horrible starts. They have finished horribly. There was empty seats in the 2017 range before they went to Lamar. I got it all. Coaches don't survive like Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. And Mike Tomlin eventually is going to get fired. And it almost happened apparently this year. Apparently. According to what's the guy on our sister station, Odyssey in Pittsburgh, that makes a lot of noise, that's always wrong. I forgot his name. Every report that he comes out with is stone cold wrong. I forgot his name. Anyway, the Pony Express guy. I'm sure Andrew Filipponi's a nice guy. Every report he has is wrong. So, it's not Mike Tomlin. I can't imagine, even if they lose the wild card game on Monday night to Houston, that Mike Tomlin also gets the boot. But I can't absolutely rule it out. But instead, we know this. It's now John Harbaugh after 18 years. And again, every dog has his day. And good dogs have too. Right? And John Harbaugh, for lack of a better comparison, has been a good dog. And he will have his second day. He will have his next moment in the sun shortly. The Giants are putting the hard court effort, the hard press effort on John Harbaugh. He's probably going to coach AMAC's team. Against Dan Quinn, against Nick Sirianni, against Brian Schottenheimer twice a year. Probably. We don't know that for sure, but that's all the reports. That being said, I will say this. Not upset. Not going to sit here and cry foul. It's not what I would have done. I don't think it's what any smart, reasonable person would have done. But football owners, executives, sometimes coaches, sometimes players, and certainly fans are not always reasonable. I'm not going to call them dumb, but they're not always reasonable. They're not always looking at the entire picture. And in this case, if the kid doesn't miss the kick the other night, John Harbaugh is probably, well, he definitely still has a job right now, but he probably still has a job next week. And they looked around and said, oh, there's a lot of smoke here. The fans are unhappy. The fans might stop buying tickets. They might stop buying jerseys. They might stop watching the game because they're pissed. And what about Lamar? Oh, what about Lamar? Well, we'll have a situation about him coming up next. And then we'll move on from this. You know, there's no reason. We're not 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, where we have to talk about this all day long. But if you want to weigh in on it, certainly you can. We have Eddie Olczyk, NHL on TNT, scheduled for bottom of the hour. And then we will get into all the Cliff Kingsbury stuff, and that's a mess. But I wanted to open up the show with this, saying, again, not mad about it. I wouldn't have done it. I don't get it. But there is a huge component of Lamar Jackson here to try and figure out and solve for the Baltimore Ravens, and maybe that's what led to what happened yesterday afternoon. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in, just getting rocking and rolling. Come and join us. Stay tuned.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Snap good. Hold it. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
And without that, and that great call by Mike Tirico, by the way, Sunday Night Football on NBC, what an epic, epic setup and call that was. And I'm not one to celebrate play-by-play guys and go all crazy and all that stuff. It's just epic television. Without that, John Harbaugh would still have a job. John Harbaugh wouldn't be the belle of the ball right now for, I don't know, 10 teams in the NFL, including the New York Giants, who are putting a hard press on. And apparently, the Miami Dolphins, who still have a head coach. The current odds, for those of you that care about this, which is not me, I'll just, it's content. It means absolutely nothing. Nothing. They don't know anything. It means nothing. All it is conversation and fodder. That's it. The current odds from Bet Online is Giants, the favorite at minus 175, 4-7. The Las Vegas Raiders and Tom Brady at 5-1. The Cleveland Browns at 6-1. The Atlanta Falcons, 8-1. Arizona, 12-1. 12-1. Tennessee, 12-1. And then the Miami Dolphins and Pittsburgh Steelers at 14-1. Both still have head coaches, by the way. And oh, by the way, you know who's 22-1? The Commanders. They still have a coach. All right. So a lot of conjecture. Again, Monday night, John Harbaugh was safe. This stuff can change all the time. The owner basically said it was his choice. There's all sorts of speculation about whether it was about firing the offensive coordinator, not firing the offensive coordinator, this, that, and the other thing, or Lamar Jackson. So Ian Rappaport of NFL Network weighed in. I want you to hear this, and then I'll give you something on Lamar after that.
A dramatic decision did not come about in the matter of minutes, Tom. It really was the product of several conversations between Eric DaCosta, the general manager, between John Harbaugh himself, between players, soliciting plenty of opinions from players, from coaches. And yes, it did seem like John Harbaugh himself, to my understanding, was surprised, felt he was in good standing, wanted to run it back with his current staff, including the offensive coordinator, Todd Monk, and including defensive coordinator, Zach Orr, planned to be with the Ravens for years to come until he was informed that he is out. Now, as far as why John Harbaugh is out, among the reasons, it is not just they didn't go far enough in the playoffs. My understanding, after talking to several sources involved, is that simply Harbaugh lost the locker room. But at the end, players just simply had doubts about whether or not they wanted to play for him as their head coach. The opinions of players, Judy, was valued here. It was listened to. It went to all levels. And it's not just Lamar Jackson. Now, it started, sounded like to me, with Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson not being on the same page. And it continued throughout the locker room, maybe not 100%, but more than enough for the Baltimore Ravens to say among the reasons to move on, this was a big one. John Harbaugh, of course, out now as Ravens coach.
All right, so if that report is true, that Harbaugh lost the locker room, you know, that is a big issue. They did not play like he lost the locker room. Remember, they won in Green Bay a week and a half ago, in which Derrick Henry went nuts. And then they played their asses off and barely lost on Sunday night. They did not play or respond like he lost the locker room. So I don't know if that report is true. As far as Lamar, remember, there were all sorts of conjecture for the last couple of weeks, from the Mike Preston Baltimore Sun column to, you know, you really think Harbaugh is going to let me fall asleep? I'm right in front. Listen, there probably was friction. There probably was some problems, issues, whatever, with Harbaugh. And maybe even with the offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, and Lamar Jackson. I believe that more than I believe he lost the locker room. But if you're in that locker room, you might probably... Well, I shouldn't say you might probably. You probably support Lamar Jackson more than you support the head coach. Right? Probably do. Unless you're mad at Lamar Jackson and some of that reporting is true. About playing video games, sleeping in, missing out, this, that, and the other thing. But here's the problem. If you alienate the starting quarterback, and the starting quarterback is the franchise, and there's a hefty financial commitment, and he is your most dynamic player, if you alienate him, you're going to lose your job. In almost every case, it's very rare that the owner or the general manager is going to support the head coach who the fans want out, and who's been there and maybe getting stale for 18 years. It's very rare that he's going to be supported over the star franchise quarterback. So this appears to be basically a divorce because a lot of little things chipped away, nagged away. And Steve Bisciotti, the owner, said, you know what? Instead of continuing to piss off my customers who pay me all the money, and instead of maybe having a fractured locker room and, more importantly, a pissed off Lamar Jackson, perhaps, I'm just going to pull the plug. And that's it. All right, we'll get back to this later on. We'll get to the Cliff Kingsbury and Adam Peters mess, because it is a mess again, based on new reporting, later on this hour. Coming up next, the Capitals and the Dallas Stars tonight, Capital One Arena. You can watch it on TNT. Eddie Olczyk will be part of the call. He's scheduled to give us a call next on the Team 980.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the Washington zone, and a puck for Justin Sortoff. I mean, these guys are flying right now. Back to center. Here he comes again. Sortoff coming right up the middle. Across the Anaheim line. Dropped off to Van Riemsdyk. Center to McMichael. On across. They score! And it's a hat trick! Justin Sortoff! Three goals for number 34! Oh, baby, it's four!
All right, John Walton with the call on the Caps Radio Network and 106.7 The Fan the other night. Part of a win for the Capitals. They had to hang on, played a little loose and a little sloppy down the stretch, but got the W and the 2 points over the Anaheim Ducks, and it was a big win indeed. And tonight they welcome in the Dallas Stars, and you can only catch the game on television, nationally and locally, on TNT. The NHL on TNT is always a class product. I'm a big hockey guy, as you know. I watch it all the time. I was watching the Winter Classic on Friday night. Great coverage from Kenny Albert, Eddie Olczyk, and the rest of the crew. Darren Pang, who's been a guest of ours before, and Eddie Olczyk, nice enough to join us now from here in Washington, where he's getting ready to call that game tonight. Eddie, it's Chris Russell. Great to have you with us. Happy New Year, and thanks for doing this. How are you?
Yeah, same to you, Chris. Appreciate it, and looking forward to a big game and between the Caps and the Stars, and as you know, the Winter Olympics are right around the corner, which I'm lucky enough and privileged enough and honored enough, if I could say it, to be a part of the NBC men's Olympic hockey coverage over in Cortina, Milan, and looking forward to getting over there. So, you know, we got some important hockey games coming up. Yep. Here, and then we'll have the little bit of a break in the National Hockey League season, and we'll head over to the Olympics, and then we'll be back for the stretch run, the trade deadline, and then the playoffs will be here before you know it. So an exciting time of year. And me also being a horse guy, pucks and ponies, we're going to have the Kentucky Derby is right around the corner. So exciting times in yours truly's world of pucks and ponies.
You know, you took the words out of my mouth because we were talking about you before the show, and I forget who it was. Somebody said, oh, you know, Eddie's a big horse racing guy. Of course I know that. I watch Eddie all the time between the NHL and the Derby and the NBC horse racing. You're always on my television.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. You know, kind of came together when I was with the NHL on NBC a few years back, and I was lucky enough to continue the relationship with them. And, it's always been a passion of mine. I spent many a days at Pimlico and at Laurel over the years of coming in and playing the ponies when I'd come in as a visitor, playing the Caps. And it's worked out to be a great gig. This will be my 12th Kentucky Derby that I'll be working upcoming in May. So it's been a lot of fun. We have some great talented people there, and it's a great time of year because we have the NHL playoffs obviously going on, and then you got the run of the run for the Roses on the first Saturday in May. So busy time, but it beats the alternative, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. And before we get to the Caps and the Stars, just one more on the ponies, if you don't mind, that you brought it up. What do you make of eventually when the new Pimlico opens? They're going to knock down, apparently, Laurel and have everything kind of centered in Pimlico, which I think is I'm not as big of a horse racing guy as you, but I grew up on the Derby with my dad, and it was a tradition and all that stuff, and I still watch it every year, and I love that, but I think that kind of hurts, and we've seen that up in New York too, right? Where they kind of, the new Belmont is going to basically replace Aqueduct and so on.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it seems like the real world that we all live in, and I'm sure, Chris, you could say it into the radio world. I mean, everything seems to be condensing in business in general, right? I mean, instead of having the 20 people in the office working, it's going to be, well, you know what, we're gonna cut 8, and we're gonna have the other 12 do the 20 other twenty other responsibilities. So
you ain't lying, Eddie. ain't lying.
It's just the reality of it. And it's affected horse racing. I mean, we've lost some major racetracks in our country over the course of the last little while. Like, look, I live in Chicago. I live 7 miles away from Old Arlington Park Racetrack. Mm-hmm. And, the Bears bought it. And, there's speculation they're going to build a stadium there. And, I don't even know what's going on now. But, we lost Hollywood Park out in California right by LAX, a handful of years ago. And it's just the world that we're living in. You mentioned Aqueduct. Aqueduct's going to go away in about a year and a half, and you're only going to have one racetrack there in that locale in New York at Belmont. Of course, you got Saratoga, at Saratoga Springs, just a little south of Albany, and no different here in Maryland, right? I mean, it's an unbelievable horse population. I mean, competitive racing, but if they feel that that's what's going to be best for the longevity of the game and the sport, then we got to trust the people that are making those decisions, whether it's state legislation or the owners. You got to believe in what they're going to do. So hopefully it'll be a state of the art there in Pimlico, but we'll see how it all plays out here in the near future.
No doubt about it. The great Eddie Olczyk with us on the NHL on TNT tonight. 7 o'clock, they'll drop the puck, or just after 7 o'clock, against the Dallas Stars. Caps Stars, the only place you can watch it, again, is the NHL on TNT. They do a great broadcast, so make sure you check the guys out. All right, let's start with the Caps. Eddie, if you don't mind, obviously you cover the league, you watch the league. I'm sure you get to see a bunch of highlights. Who doesn't watch highlights of Alex Ovechkin? But the other night, right? No Tom Wilson, no Alexei Protas. And by the way, he's on IR, which sucks. So he's going to miss a couple more games. But they score, 6 goals for a second straight game. Yeah. And this is sort of who we just played on the way back in. This kid couldn't even crack the Florida Panthers lineup for good reason. They were the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. But when the Capitals made the trade, nobody knew who he was. But then you start digging him in, and he's got something, and it's easy to say that after a hat trick, but he's been steadily climbing here. What, just from your view, outside view, what do you say, what do you like about the Caps, I guess, right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you talk, when you talk about Sordiff in particular, I mean, I remember when we came in earlier in the year, I forget who the Caps had played that night, but, I met with obviously a terrific head coach of the Capitals and Spencer Carberry. Mm. And he talked about sort of, very glowingly of just how
you know, he's a puck hound. He's really intelligent. You know, he's got more offensive skill than I think people think. And, you know, he gets the HT the other night, and that line plays well. I think McMichael had, what, 3 or 4 apples?
Yep.
He had 3 or 4 assists in that game. And Ryan Leonard seems to be kind of the next generation here of a power type forward with skill and can skate and still learning the game. But, you know, when I look at the Cavs, like sometimes I see them and I look at them and go, man, like, because I think the Eastern Conference, I don't know what you think, Chris. I'd be interested what you do think about the Eastern Conference just overall. But like, I think it's just about getting in.
Yeah.
Because is Carolina the best team? Yeah, I guess right now I would say that, yeah, mm-hmm. they would probably be the leader in the clubhouse. And then after that, I would put Tampa right there. Tampa's on a nice winning streak here. But just get in. And I think if the Caps can get in and if they can stay healthy, if they can get healthy and stay healthy, I would not be surprised to see with the type of team they have. They really missed Martin Fierravari last year. Like,
yep.
losing him on the back end just really, really, you know, was one of those first dominoes falling, and they just couldn't recover because he's such an important part to this team. So I like how the Caps play. When they are healthy, they can, you know, yeah, they can put up 5 or 6, or I believe is that they can, you know, they can win those 2-1, 3-2 type of games because I think they do have the type of players to be able to grind it out. You know, you mentioned Protas, the big body. Obviously, Tom Wilson is in a different class by himself with what he can do as well. But that to me is for the Caps is, A, can they get that goaltending? Can they get the consistent goaltending? And B, is can they stay within the race and give themselves a chance in? Because I would say, look, you can roll that octagon down the street. And for people that may not know, an octagon, the last time I checked, Chris, has 8 sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are 8 playoff teams that will come out of the East, and there will be 8 teams that come out of the West. So if you could just find your name on one of those sides, why can't you? Because you look around. I'm sure all teams look at other teams in the Eastern Conference and sit there and go, we could beat them in a 7-game series. Yeah, like Carolina. Like for me, Carolina, they're such a good regular season team, and they raise their level and play at a level that most teams don't get to a lot in the majority of the regular season. They just play that way. The biggest thing for me when it comes to playoff, and look, we got football playoffs right around mm-hmm. the corner, and you know, you got to be able to go to another level.
Yes.
Carolina has proven that they haven't been able to do that in the playoffs for the last handful of years when they've had pretty damn good teams. Now, in fairness, they've gone up against the Floridas and the Tampas, and you know, those guys have won, what, 4 and 5 cups over the course of the last 10 years. So what I'm saying is that you look at Carolina and go, yeah, they're pretty good, but why can't we go toe-to-toe with them in a 7-game series?
But, you know, they seem to step it up against the Capitals, which is part of the problem around here.
It is about matchup.
Yeah.
It is. Like,
yeah.
I mean, some teams, some individuals just know that doesn't matter how they're playing or what the schedule is that, you know, we're going to play really well against them because that's just the way it is. So long-winded, all the Caps got to do is get in. Because if I think they get in, I think that they have the type of team that's built – and they have those type of players that are able to make a difference come playoff time. And we know what injuries are, and it happens in all sports. But they need to be healthy on that back end. Like, if I'm asking, you know, a wish list for the Capitals come playoff time is if they can be healthy, or at least Coach Carberry and his staff can have options on the back end, then why can't they go on a run? Because I think they have a type of team that is built to play in the playoffs.
Totally with you. And going back to Fierravari, I know I was in the building. I can't remember if you were that night before game one against Montreal. And I said, oh man, Fierravari, that's going to be a huge loss. And just combining that, one more on the Capitals, if you don't mind. Eddie Olczyk with us, NHL on TNT. Watch their coverage tonight. Of course, Cap Stars, Capital One Arena, big game on tap. I think they've added speed and some physicality still with guys like Sortif who can get after it and whatnot. Ethan Frank is a speed guy, not a physical guy. But they've added speed and still some power and some toughness from last year's team. Is that generally the formula when you're trying to catch not only Carolina, but you mentioned Florida, Tampa Bay, the Islanders are playing well. Is that kind of the formula that you need when you're clearly short of something, is to add both the speed and the physicality, or is it one or the other in your eyes?
Well, I think in the world that we have, you know, we have a hard salary cap in the National Hockey League. So, I mean, it's hard to be able to get all on your wish list, regardless of what that might be for the caps. But I think that when you do influx, and I think I've seen it, especially with Leonard coming in last year, you know, you mentioned Sordiff. I mean, Connor McMichael, I mean, I think that he has kind of really stepped up here over the course of the last couple of years. You mentioned Ethan Frank. Like, you do need young players that can play, give you energy, whether it's physically or just speed game, to be, you know, to have nose over the puck mentality. I think it gives your team a jolt, because when you do look at the caps, and I'll just start with Ovi, because, you know, he is the top dog. You could start with Ovi, you know, you could start with, you know, put Carlson up there. There is that, you know, I want to say a wide range, but, you know, for the age discrepancy is that it helps when you do have some of those young guys, because it forces some of those older guys, you know, to get on their horse and forces you to play faster, because you have guys that are in on the forecheck and doing those type of things. So, yes, I mean, speed and size, certainly, you know, everybody loves it. But I think that even if a guy only brings you one part of that game, then it's up to the coach to be able to put those guys in those situations that's going to be advantageous for his team. So whether it's fourth line guys or adding somebody in that can play in the top six role, or somebody goes down, that's such an important part of successful winning hockey. And most importantly, as Cap fans know, ultimately when you win the Stanley Cup, because you're going to need all guys to be able to step up at any time, whether they've been around a long time like the Great Eight, or, you know, somebody like, you know, Ryan Leonard that, you know, is approaching 50 career games in the National Hockey League.
No doubt. Great. Eddie Olchuk with us, NHL TNT tonight, Cap Stars. Two more things, and then we'll let you go. I appreciate you. Great conversation. So I appreciate you making time for us. You mentioned the Olympics, so I guess I'll go there first, and the honor that you get to call a lot of, you know, some snubs, some people upset. What was the one that stood out to you the most for the U.S. team, the Canadian team? Is it Sam Bennett down in with
Bennett,
Florida?
100%. Okay. Yeah, Sam Bennett, 100%. I mean, you know, and being in full disclosure, I'm from Chicago. I played on the 1984 U.S. Olympic hockey team over in Sarajevo, Yugoslavia. We had the great privilege and pressure to try to follow in the footsteps of the 1980 miracle on ice.
Oh,
team.
That was easy, Eddie. That was easy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was, and I was only 17 years of age, by the way, when I played for Team USA. But for me, it's Sam Bennett without a doubt. Like, I thought Sam Bennett played great in the Four Nations last year. Obviously, back-to-back Cup Finals, Stanley Cup champion two times over. He was the MVP of the playoffs last year. I just thought that. He would have been on my team. I mentioned it in the Winter Classic and our Open the other night in Miami. I was very surprised and shocked that he, you know, did not go. Now, a lot of things can happen in between now and then. I'm sure he's probably on their short list if there's injuries or illness or whatever, that he would get the opportunity to come back. So out of all the players, out of all the countries, I would say that he was the one guy that I was really probably most surprised and shocked by. As far as Team USA, a guy that the Cap fans are going to see tonight, Jason Robertson from Arcadia, California, which is the home of Santa Anita Park, if any horse racing fans are out there. he's had himself an unbelievable season. Nobody has been scoring more goals the last 25 games than Jason Robertson. The only concern that I have for Team USA is, do they have enough offensive finish on the walls? Do they have that guy that needs one shot? Like, Kyle Connor to me is one of those guys on the wall for Team USA who plays for Winnipeg. He will be there. He is that guy that just needs one chance, and there's a pretty good chance the puck's going to be in the back of the net. The way that Robertson plays, he just seems like he needs one chance to put the puck in the back of the net. The great thing being an alum of Team USA and USA Hockey, Chris, is the decisions are way harder now than they've ever been before, and that's a great thing, because we have a lot of great players in this league that are American-born players, and it was a tough decision for Billy Guerin and his staff for Team USA, who's the general manager. But at the end of the day, I think Team USA, like, they're going there to win, and my expectations are is that it's the gold medal game or bust. Like it is there for them. I believe they have a good enough team. I believe they have a good enough coaching staff. Now you just need the players to go out and execute. And you know what? You need a little bit of luck, too. Yep. I get it. But how awesome would it be to see a Canada-U.S. final on NBC in prime time in the afternoon, you know, with that game being later in the evening over in Milan.
Yeah.
I think it would just be, it would be unbelievable for our game. Whether whoever you're cheering for or whatever, I think it just would be great for our game. It'd be great for the National Hockey League. But those are the two guys that kind of stick out for me, Sam Bennett and Jason Robertson. And I get it. Look, at Canada's no different. Like, both countries, how great it is. Both countries
yes,
put another team in
right.
the Olympics. And you know what? They probably sit there and go, you know what? That team could make a run, too. That's how close it is. But it's going to be awesome to be a part of, and looking forward to getting over to Italy and just about a month's time, right from now.
I can't wait to watch that coverage as well, and you set it up perfectly. One more, and then I promise I'll leave you alone. You mentioned it, the Winter Classic. So I'm sitting there on Friday night, and I'm like, there's no football. I get to take a
yeah.
Oh, wait a sec. The Winter Classic is on. I got to watch the Winter Classic every year because I'm a huge hockey nerd. I
yeah.
love what you guys do on TNT, wherever the game is. Let me ask it from this perspective. You guys did a tremendous job, as always. It wasn't as great of a game as I was hoping the Rangers,
right.
you know, won. But how different was it for you to be in a warm weather baseball stadium as opposed to frigid Ann Arbor or Wrigley Field or Boston or any
or
of the other any of the other outdoor cold environments for the Winter Classic?
Yeah, I mean, it is different. Like, our positions have varied over the years, but the majority of the games that we do at the Winter Classic, and I was working with the great Doc Emmerich for so many years
yeah.
at NBC, we would be right up against the glass. So, I mean, our vantage point isn't the greatest, but it's not about our vantage point. It's about being in an element, being up against the glass. I mean, I get the true appreciation for how awesome our game is. There is no better game in the world than the National Hockey League, and when you're able to get that close, you really get that. And look, I was lucky enough to play in the league for 16 years, Chris. So, I mean, I lived it. But to be able to just have a dose of reality again, because usually we're up about, 200 feet, 300 feet in the press box watching a game. And you just, I appreciate it so much of how fast these guys are. So for us,
I agree.
Being down at ice level compared to being, 12 or 13 below as we were in the big house, or it's 50, it's 57 degrees or 56 degrees, whatever it might be. Sign me up for Miami every January 1st or 2nd. I'm getting a little too old.
I hear you.
I'm 60 years old, and I'm like, you know what? But hey, you know what, though? There's a big press conference coming up this afternoon out in Utah. So I might be tipping my hand here about where the next Winter Classic might be. So look, it's great. I love being down there. It's about the event. It's about celebrating the greatest game. And look, any time that the National Hockey League, we have the best fans in the world. We do. I mean, here in D.C., I mean, the Cap fans are unbelievable. Like, but when you can get 30, 40, 50, 100,000 people to a hockey game,
yep.
it's great for the game.
Yep,
and that, to me, is what it's all about, celebrating the game, playing outdoors. Because the majority of the players at some point in their life, whether it's in 50-degree weather or 20 below, we've all played outside at some point. I think that's the spirit of the Winter Classic.
You're the best, man. Love this. Thank you so much for me. Oh, one last thing.
Sure.
You and your son brought me to tears. What was that, a couple months ago?
Thank you. Yeah, my son Nick, that works in Utah.
Yeah, I watched that a couple of times.
Hockey fights cancer.
Just... You just made me a mess. That was so cool.
I'm sorry about that, but hopefully, because I'm lucky enough. I was diagnosed with stage three colon cancer back in 2017, and I'm lucky enough to be 8+ years here, cancer free, and very lucky. And anything I can do for the National Hockey League and Hockey Fights Cancer. That was just one night, a surprise of my son. He was. If people want to go on the internet, I'm sure they can find it. My son Nick and I. He was talking about, supporting me and in my battle, and I surprised him on the set live on Salt Lake on the Utah Mammoth, pregame show. And, it was a great raw moment. And it was funny, if I can, real quick, is when he saw me walk, he was talking about me, and I popped up from the side. And as I was walking up while he was doing this live, he looked at me, and the look I saw on my son's face is that he looked at me, and he was like, who is this guy walking towards me? He looks like my dad. You know, it was like one of those looks like, yeah, this can't be my dad.
And he had no idea. He had no idea.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was awesome. So thank you for that. It was just a great father-son moment. And, you know, one last thing. Speaking of the Kentucky Derby, back to that time, I used to watch the Kentucky Derby with my dad in person as a kid growing up, young man, whatever. And when I went away to school to Buffalo and all over the place and pursuing this stupid radio career and media career, we would call each other on the phone and always watch the Kentucky Derby with each other until he passed.
I appreciate it, but that was
what my dad and I did.
Things you never forget and you take with you the rest of your life.
Exactly.
You know, that's important. And that's, I'm glad that you were able to do that even after, you were doing it actually together. You were able to make that moment important. And that's, that's what life's about. I mean, I lost my mom a couple of years ago and I miss her every single day. And I always kind of catch myself like wondering like, okay, well, what would my mom say or what would my mom feel or what would my mom do? You know, and that's, my mom did good. She did good. And
she raised a good man.
I couldn't be more proud of being her son.
Absolutely. She raised a good man. Eddie, safe travels not only after tonight, but of course to Milan, like you mentioned, with the Olympics. We'll be watching it all. Thank you so much for doing this. Great to catch up with you. And I look forward to seeing you at the arena one of these days that you're back in town.
I enjoyed it much. Thanks for having me, Chris.
There you go. That is the great Eddie Olczyk, NHL on TNT tonight, 7 o'clock. If you like human beings that are passionate about what they cover and what they talk about and what they watch and what they care about, hope you enjoyed that. You know, little Kentucky Derby, little parent, father, son, lots of hockey, away we go. Olympics, everything. Thanks to Eddie Olczyk, NHL on TNT. Thanks to TNT Sports PR, Blair Cofield, for helping us out with that. All right, we got to take a timeout. We'll get to the Cliff Kingsbury and the latest bombshell report, if you will, from Jordan Schultz next. It's a doozy if you haven't heard it on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.